Hi, it's Mom. It's Saturday.
That's Harriet Ornstein.
Hi, Charlie. It's Dad.
And that's Alexander Ornstein. These are very ordinary voicemails they left for their son, Charlie. Charlie Ornstein lives with his wife and kids in New Jersey. Until 2013, his parents lived in Michigan, hundreds of miles away. In their later years, as Harriet and Alexander's health failed, Charlie struggled to be there for his whole family. The technology he relied on, daily phone calls and voicemails. He still listens back to them today.
Listening to the voice of my parents helps capture their essence and brings them alive to me. You know, a voice is something that could escape to history, but the fact that I have them, you know, on the phone sort of ensures that it never will.
Hi, it's Mom. There's a storm coming your way. And call me again on my cell. Leave me a number about when you're coming. Please die very carefully. Love you. Bye.
So these messages so sort of capture the essence of my mom, because she was a quintessential Jewish mother, constantly worried about things that were outside of her control. And the weather was definitely paramount among them.
Hi. It is very cold here. It snowed. And there will be some icing on the roads, but that's all I know. See you soon. Bye.
So as I listen to these messages, one thing that sort of hits home to me is the fact that sort of I'm on this march that is a finite end. And so I see December 21st, and I know my mom died on January 18th. And so there's a limit as to the number of voicemails that I'm going to hear from her. So you're sort of listening to this march that she doesn't know is happening and I don't know is happening, but it's eerie to listen and know that.
Hi, Charlie. It's Dad. It's 5 to 8. Just time to return your call. Bye.
Barely any messages went by without my dad making reference to the time. I don't know that my dad knew that the phone told you the exact time, but it did. So it was good to see it twice, hear it and see it. On January 12th, my mom was in the hospital because she had this chest cold that she couldn't kick. This is sort of the last time we get to hear her voice. And the nice thing about it is that it is in a loving way.
Your message from Saturday, January 12th at 5:26.
That one sends, you know, chills through my spine, because as one of the last memories of my mom, the fact that she's encouraging my dad to take care of himself was so sort of quintessentially the way that she was, you know, as sort of this enduring memory of her concern for him. That was just really special.
Hi, it's Dad at 6:15. And Thursday. Bye.
I was talking to my dad every day, and oftentimes my wife was talking to him separately and the kids were talking to him separately. This was a rough time. My mom had just passed away.
Hi, it's Dad. It's 3:30 on Saturday.
Hi, this is Dad. It's 10:50 on Sunday. Bye.
And his health problems had not gone away. In fact, he had fallen in the bathroom and cut his foot. That wound that he sustained really in the weeks after my mom passed away ended up not healing well, and that became a problem, you know, a couple months down the line from then. Here's one from March 17th. I was returning from a conference that day in Boston.
Hi, Charlie. It's Dad. It's 1 o'clock on Sunday. I didn't know what time you were going home. You have a safe trip, and give me a call when you're back in New Jersey. Bye now.
When I returned from this conference, we found out that my wife was pregnant with our third son, and we had planned to wait a while before telling them, but my dad had to go to the hospital again, and we were concerned that if something happened to him, we wanted to make sure that he knew that we would be naming the baby for my mom. I did save one additional message that he left on my home message machine.
Hi, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.
So I love that my dad said Shabbat Shalom, because religion and raising our kids in the Jewish tradition is something that was really important to both of my parents. And so to have a message where he was wishing everybody a peaceful and happy Sabbath was really nice to hear.
It's Papa O. I'm from Michigan. I know.
I never would have thought that the things that mattered most to me after my parents were gone would be the things that I didn't think about. But this device in my pocket has empowered me to be able to relive my parents' voice and their spirits and their essence in a way that nothing else that they've left for me has done.
Charles Orenstein. He's a senior reporter for ProPublica.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Farmers Insurance, out to educate everybody about common insurance gaps that can be costly. Farmers Insurance. Know the gaps. Farmers.com/innercircle. And from Carbonite, providing secure automatic cloud backup and recovery solutions for businesses and homes. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.